Okay, we are in Simchat Beis. And we began Sif Beis. And again, before you get into any pratim, the Aleph Beis of Yichud is that Yichud Dairaisa is with an Erevah, with the Yisrael who's an Erevah to you. And there were two Gezeris of Yichud Rabbanon. One, as it says here in Sif Beis, Kishi'ira Maisa Amnon V'Tomar, because the David who beis dinai al yichud pnuya, and number two, in the time of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they made a gzeira on yichud with a non-Jewish woman. A non-Jewish woman is not an erva, so there's no yichud ayraisa, and the place can bring that bisman Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they made a gzeira on yichud with a non-Jew. So that what? Yeah, so it's new also, what's the Aveira? Well, that was part of it. Yeah. Alright, so then Kevin Shammai still wanted to make it together. Xeris Bezen Shal Nayach. What? A Bia with a Nachri? Bias Nachri, yeah, I thought it was Xeris Bezen Shal Nayach made Xeris. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, could be. Okay. Now, what? Because Hashem was a Jewish lady to a guy, he's saying a Jewish girl. At any rate, there is an interesting Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan here says it can't be that min ha-Taira, Pani and Pnuya are allowed to live together in the same house. Then until Gzeres Ma'is Amnon V'Tamar, Gzeres Bezen Shel David, it can't be that it was Mutta. He says Mekayach HaSvara that it doesn't make sense. He writes also that the idea that min ha-Taira there's no Issa Znus of Pani and Pnuya, Pashtus in the Taira, there's no Issa for a Pani and Pnuya to be Mizana if she's not a Kadesha. It's Issa on a woman who's a Kadesha, who's a prostitute, that is an Issa Dairais. But, he says here in Sifkat and Gimel, that it doesn't make sense to him that the Torah allows Yichud Pnuya, Paniu Pnuya. And if I'm just saying it doesn't make sense to me, is Al-Han. We have to try to find a Raya. But he says that the Gezeirah was on Yichud Arai, and not on a Yichud Kavua. For a man, a single man and a single woman to live together, if she's a Nida, it's an Issa D'Araisa, because she's also to him. But if she's not a Nida, Tahira, he says that Yichud is an Issa D'Araisa. And when it says here, Kishira Ma'isai Minitah, Gazav Ezdinai, Al Yichud Penuya, Afu Bishayna Yerva, that means on Yichud Arai, just to be temporarily together. Now, he says, how can he just say it up his svara? Just say up his svara. How can he say up his svara? So he says that it's meduyik in the lashon of the Rambam, which is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The language is afa bishayna erva bechlal yichud arayasi. It's included in yichud of arayas. What does he mean bechlal yichud arayasi? You say bechlal is a yichud. What's the language? Afa pishena erva bechlal yichud arayas. So he says because beforehand there was a yichud pani upnuya which was also b'derech kava, and now it became an iser b'derech bechlal yichud arayas, meaning even aray like an erva, where even yichud aray is also. This is his makar, which I don't think is such a strong diuk. This Darach HaShulchan. Now, when I think I have a better makar for Darach HaShulchan than Darach HaShulchan himself. Tell me if you agree with me. It says in Megillas Rus, it always comes from Nach, it says in Megillas Rus, at the end of Perek Rishon, when Rus refuses to go back to Beis Aviya, and she sticks with Naomi, so she tells her a number of things. One of the things she says, "Mashatolini Olin, where you sleep, I will sleep." On that, the Gemara says in Yevamis that Naomi was telling her mitzvahs, mitzvahs kalos, and mitzvahs, mitzvahs chamuras. That in that pasuk, she was telling her halachas, basha telchi eilech. She was saying, if you're going to be a Jew, you have iset chumin. So Rus was makabel. She said, asha telchi eilech, wherever you're allowed to go, I'll go. And then she said, basha talini olin. So the Gemara says, she told him, isa yichud. And Rus was makabel on himself, isa yichud, basha talini olin. But they were penuyas. They were, one second, they were at this point, they were almanis. They were penuyas. And this was, what was earlier? Rus Abez Michel David? Which one was earlier? Rus was earlier. But in the Seder Nach, it's later. No. So Rus was probably earlier than Bez Michel David. So it's a raya, there was a Issa Yichud. It's not a good raya to Aruch HaShulchan. It's a raya to the Aruch HaShulchan that there was an Issa Yichud Penuya even before Bez Michel. I don't know. I thought it, I think it's a good raya. Okay, it could be. Could be it's a teres hashayolim when I'm in either, or when I'm married. I don't know. It could be. I don't know. I think it's a nice raya. You told them about two basic first also. Okay. All right. Yeah, I had this question. Somebody who told me he asked Rav Dov HaKohen, Gershon Dubin, told me he asked Rav Dov HaKohen. I mentioned last week, it's a stira. It's okay, he knows what he said. I mentioned last week that the Maisa Rus is a Beferish Apostic that Yichud Penuya is Mutter, at least Arai, because she was together with Baya. So how could the Rabbanan Asa? According to the Taz, he can't Asa. So you asked Rav David, what did he tell you? Who said it's Mutter? Very strange, since Bayez was the God like Dar, and Rus usually. It wasn't what?
It wasn't his idea.
But he let us sleep there the rest of the night.
Stayed up.
What? Was it staying up? Staying up. He should have sent her out of the room. It's clear it wasn't. What? Dar Chashulchan asked the Kasha that how would he allow to be asked? Okay, at any rate, so that's why I don't want to get into it. In the Gemara, we don't find that there's an Issa's Nus between a Pani and a Pnuya, Tahira. And in Halacha, it's brought an Issa Kadesha, which is Machlaik's the Rambam derived if she has to be Mufka to everybody, or. But Lamaisa, the Rambam says she has to be Mufka to everybody. I think the Ravid says even Mufka to one. But one time, Yichud Pani Pnuya doesn't say Zasar. Aruch HaShulchan similarly says it can't be. That the Torah was matir. Yeah, Kadam Paigim Bay. Alright, sorry. It's a struggle. There's no Issa, why is Kadam Paigim Bay?
No, it's for Hesia. Where's it for Hesia? I don't know. Where's it for Hesia?
For Hesia, but it's not an Issa.
For Hesia,
yeah. Well, she's Neshashish. There's Issa, I say to B'nai Noyach. Can we walk out? Okay. What? She wasn't the Yavama because her late husband had no surviving brothers. Right? The Yibam Tobias wasn't a real Yibam, so she wasn't a solution. Okay, at any rate, let's finish the Vays. It's a Vays bring Shimon Hillel Gazra Yichud Kutis Nimsa Kola Misyachin Im Isha Shosu Siachin Ima Ben Yisraelis Ben Kutis Makin Hishneya Makis Maradis Ishva Isha Umachrizin Aleim. Now, why does a Mechaba have to bring? You give Makis Maradis, a little strange. So I don't know. To me, it's very useful. Sometimes I tell somebody, your son can't be home with the cleaning lady. It's an Issa Yichud. So people shrugged their shoulders. All right, you know. I said, yeah, you know, we're going to give him Marcus Meredith. You know, as soon as he does that, we're going to come and give him Marcus. Oh, you know, like, really? Marcus Meredith is a different story. The fact that, that people have this idea that Yichud is only us because they'll be Mizana, so a lot of people are comfortable, you know, to be home with the cleaning lady. They're not going to come to anything. When you tell them that the Yichud itself is Makas Maridis, then, maybe they're on their tent, they're a tent. We'll say when they are not. The Ramah, V'davka B'yaduah in the Siachet Ima, we only give Makas if we know, Abel Hi Eina Nemenes Alav, V'afilu Eid Echad Eidi Neman, I don't know what it has to say, even Eid Echad is not believed to give Malkas, which L'chaira is Pashit. The Chaks Mechaikik says, I'll call you soon, Shabbatayr. Well, let me just finish. When it becomes serious, Bezna has to get involved. In the Siachid, Ein Loikin. Bezna doesn't get Malkish. Bezna's going to be Mefarsis in such a thing. Then it's going to be mighty laws on the children, and therefore we're extra careful, and we don't give. So it's a light plug that she will have kids, but it's a light plug that we don't. I assume he means Isser is thus, because till now he's talking about Isser. Until now he's talking about Isser Yichud. Now he's talking, I think, about when it's this is those two, even up here, they have to get involved and break it up.
I think it means.
Yes. Okay. What? No, she was really Eishes Yifas Tayar, so she wasn't halachically. He was Eishes Yifas Tayar, so it wasn't halachically. He was a ger. He wasn't a Jew. Came from a non-Jewish woman. She was. I'm sorry. She was Eishes Yifas. She was legally. She wasn't. She had the same biological father, but not in halacha. She was born a non-Jew. What? No, because she was born a non-Jew and she was Megayer afterwards. So she didn't have so there was no problem except that he forced her to znus, which is not the nice thing to do. Okay, Siv Gimel, we start now getting into the Heterim, which we all enjoy. There are four basic categories of Heterim in Dinei Yichud. And of course the idea is to get each of the four clear. Each one has, I say, categories of heterim in the sense that each one has its rule and its snifim. So just to get it straight, sort of to set the table, the four categories of heterim are Siv Gimel Ishtai Imai, which we're going to discuss, and secondary part of that is Baila Be'ir, which we're going to discuss as well. The second category of heter is Siv Hei, is one man with many women, or one woman with many men. So second is when it's rabbim. The third category is shaimrim, who's considered to be a shaimer, who's not considered to be a shaimer. And the last category is pesach pesach shusar rabbim. Those are the four categories of heterim. Of course, each one is going to need its own explanation. So we're going to go through the one at a time. I think something changed on your phone. I'm not sure what. But you lost the phone. I'm not sure. What? So we're going to say that this of two ladies also are. So we're going to get to that in Sifat.
Heterim work for both. Uses the right hand or
both. So heterim work for both. The general idea is when they are chalukideis, when it's a machloikis, unless there's a clear psak. When the Chluki Deis and the Paiskam Achrayim, so by the Rashi's were Machmir, the Rabbanans we were allowed to be Mekel. That's the general rule. So we start Sif Gimel, a nice short Sif, seemingly easy Sif, the Heter of Ishtai Ima. So Sif Gimel, B'chol isha she'osel l'syachid ima, any woman with whom there's an issa yichud, im ha'isa ishtay imay harizeh mutal l'syachid. If his wife is with him, if a man is together with his wife, the assumption is in front of his wife he'll behave. So harizeh mutal l'syachid nish ishtay misham rasay. You're allowed to be miyachid because the assumption is his wife will keep him shmira. In the same room, in the same house, walking in and out.
What happens if she's across the street?
No, it's not with him. With him is in the same house, at least, or in the same room. Avol, let me finish this. Avolaitis yachid Yisraelis amakuti apishishtayimai. But by a non-Jewish man with his wife, generally speaking, we don't say generally that it's ishtay misham rasai. It may or may not be so that ishtay misham rasai, but there's no rule of ishtay misham rasai. So this is a simple enough sif. The halacha of this sif is easy. This is when a woman is being shame of the man. It's not enough that she's in the city; she has to actually be with him in the house. Now this heter is a heter even at night. Ma'isim b'chol yaim. A couple has her sister over for Shabbos, and at night they're sleeping in the same house, and then with his wife, and the sister-in-law's in the house, and mother-in-law's in the house. There are other people in the house, because as long as Ishtay Imai, Ishtay Misham Rosai, is day and night, and whatever the circumstances may be, it's considered to be the best type of Shemira.
What's called Yichud? How many is called not Yichud?
So we'll learn that in Sifhei. That's what I told you. The numbers we'll get to. But right now, one man and two women is Issa Yichud. But if it's a man and his wife plus an Erva, then there's no issue.
If the wife is sleeping,
even if the wife is sleeping, Yishtay Misham Rasai is even better. So it's also good. The husband and wife are together with Achayish Yishtay, it will lead to. Now there are two. Any Israelis at all, because well, Bailo Be'er is going to be a separate heter. If it's Bailo Be'er, we're going to get to that. But right now, we're talking about the husband watching. Let's say Pnuya together with a Gaisha couple. So it's not a heter. Not a heter because. What? That was Siv Beis, the Gezer of Shamayin Hill. Right? We had Siv Beis, that Beis Shabbat Gazu al Yichud Kutis. What? You mean the other way around? You mean it only said Shabbat and Hill Gazal Yichud Kutis? It didn't say a Kuti? That's what bothers you. You say Yichud Kutis? Okay. My assumption is it goes both ways. You're right. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. I don't know the answer. Shulchan Aruch only says in one direction. At any rate, I don't know the answer. There's no heter v'ishtay b'ir. It's only a heter v'ishtay imay b'ayla. We're going to have later a heter b'ayla b'ir. What do you, I don't know what you're saying. It means guy. It doesn't mean kuti. Right, it means guy. Excuse me? Yeah, it's always that way. The sense is. Oh, you mean the Lashon Akum could go both ways? Okay. All right. Here, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, he's answering your question. Okay? That the Lashon Kutis really said Guy, and it sounds like from Bishmul Beis that it had the generic Lashon of Yichud Akum, not Yichud Kutis. Okay. Now they are, yeah, I'm sorry.
Why does the Shulchan Aruch use Lashon Kusis?
Kusis was added by the censors over the generations. It said Goy and Goy on Shas, and they changed it sometimes to Akum, which implied idolaters, and sometimes Kutis, which referred to a specific group. But for reasons that it's hard for us to fathom, In many of the Western countries, the Catholic Church cared very much what it says in the Shas about non-Jews, and therefore it was changed. Okay. The There are two major discussions on this easy sif, sif gimel. Now, the first is whether the heter of ishtai imai is limited to a wife or to any female relative. Let's say his mother is with him. I was going to say imai, but that doesn't sound right. Right? Let's say a man is with his mother or a man is with his daughter. Does that do a shmira for the iser of yichud? Obviously, ishtai imai would appear to be a greater shmira than other relatives. So the question is whether other such relatives would be a heter. So the Pischei Tshuva in the end of Sukkot and Beis discusses this, and the Pischei Tshuva, the first part of Sukkot and Beis we read last week, it said the heter of a daughter and a granddaughter is great granddaughter is all the same. Then, three lines from the bottom of the first column in the Pischei Tshuva, Ma'in Oid Ulechayr Nira calls that Daftalas Yachin Ima Levado, a man with his daughter or granddaughter, Avlam Yeshab Isha Acheres Afilu Imbitay Abas Bitay Sham Aser Dabe Beis Nashem Aslas Yachin Lekuli Alma. The who's he quoting here? The Bach? No, this rather the Zechar Avraham. Zechar Avraham is saying that a daughter, a man with his daughter and a cleaning lady, or a man with his daughter and another woman, should be aser. The Habe Beis Nashem Aslas Yachin Lekuli Alma. Kamay Kain Avu Bitay. If a man and his wife are traveling on a secluded road, a man and his daughter is traveling on a secluded road, we're going to have later that on the road you need an extra shomer because of the fear that one person will go off into the woods to take care of his needs. This comes out of a woman with her son. You got a problem. With a taxi driver. So here we have a chumrah that it's only ishtai that's misham rasai and not anybody else. V'loy ba'acher v'ayin shuvus ma'ariv siminun hey v'ayin shamoi shekazem b'shem chacham echad afilu yineim adaben mahani lishmar imai shum daben makbid shloy tizne imai. The ben is makbid as mother being mizanim ashen ken avim bitai dabas einu makpedis kol kachim yizane aviyah. I don't know why this should be this way, but that's what it says. So here we have a tremendous chumrah. A chumrah that a man and his daughter, a man and his mother, we don't say misham rasai. Now, as a matter of halacha, we don't paskin this way. The Dvar Halacha in quoting the Chazon Ish, which is based on the Beis Shlaima. Beis Shlaima is Reb Shlaima the Dayan of Vilna, and he has a lamdish tshuva in which he explains the idea of a misham rasai. He says the question is, what does it mean that somebody is a shomer? What does it mean? You can learn two ways. You can learn ishtei misham rasai, that he won't be mizana. His wife is going to tell. She'll get her. He'll be mizana. The wife can't stop him, but he'll be mizana. But his wife is going to go and tell people about it. He's afraid because his wife is going to tell people. If that's the chashash, that she'll tell people, so then imai wouldn't be a good shomer. If the child is mizana, the mother's not going to be happy about it, but she's not going to go in the street and be mefarsimit, then the mother or the daughter would not be a good shomer. However, if you learn ishtei misham rasai, meaning that you'll be embarrassed to be mizana, in front of his wife, the person will be embarrassed to be mizana. So then, in front of imai yobitai, the assumption is that adam kosher, basically an adam kosher, at least will be afraid to be mizana. So the Beis Shlaima says it depends on what it means misham rasai. So how do you figure this out? He says, he bases it on Beishmuel Ches. Beishmuel Ches, which we're going to learn in the bottom of the page, there's a shaila. If you have a couple plus a man and a woman that are erevus, if there's an iser, normally two men, two women, there's an iser yichud midrabban. What happens if one is a married couple, and besides that you have a man and a woman? Do we say that that it's a good shmira or not?
The husband and wife
are the shmira for the other ones. So they really have nothing to do with the other ones, that they should be mekana for them. And there, we're going to have a machlaikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. And we postulate the Rambam that it helps. And the way Beis Shmuel says, the Lashon Rambam is that it's good because of Busha, because she's ashamed, they're ashamed to be Mizana. When you have two men and two women, they'll both be Mizana. So they're not ashamed. They're both partners in crime, so they won't be ashamed. But one's a couple, one's not a couple. So because the couple go off together, it doesn't make the non-couple feel that it's okay to be together. And the Mela, the Busha will continue. So the Beis Shlomo brings a raya from there, that it's Alt Busha. And we're actually going to have the Lashon and the Beis Shmuel an additional time. That the reason is because of Busha. You have it right here, Ches, at the bottom of the page. Beishmuel Ches. By Ashati Ishto Shalecha Mehem. Oz Isha Zu. Bailam Shamrosi. Vilo Sizna. Oz Hashniya Boisha Gamkein Liznais. Says it won't be Mizana. The second one is Boisha Gamkein Liznais. That comes to the Lashon HaRambam. So the Lashon HaRambam is Muchach, then it's Alz Busha. If it's Alz Busha, so then the Beis Shlomo paskins that Imai is a good Shmira, because it's true his mother won't tattle on him, but she's a good Shmira. And the daughter too. So the rule, the way it says in the Dvar Halacha, B'Shem L'Chazaynish, the rule of a Shomer, of a relative who's a Shomer, is that the relative of the opposite gender is a good shomer. In other words, you have a man and a woman that are osa b'yichud. If the man has his female relative, his mother, his wife, his sister, his daughter there, somebody of the opposite gender of the man is there, that's a shmira, that there could be another woman in the house. If it's someone of the same gender, a man with a son, with a woman, that doesn't help, because they're each also to this woman. So having the son is not going to help. But having the opposite gender of the person, in other words, if it's a man and an erva, the man's four female relatives, a mother, sister, daughter, and wife, or grandmother, granddaughter, that's mutter. The opposite too, if the woman has her relatives there, it's her father, obviously husband, daughter, granddaughter, her grandson, I'm sorry, the woman has to have her male relative to be a shmira. A brother, a father, a son is a good shomer, and then there could be other people there as well. We're talking about it's the opposite. It's mutter, what's the opposite? Same, because each one, the chashash is each one will want to be mizana. So they'll get together, be mizana, both of them. So wapushim, they both want to be mizana, wapushim.
So
midrabanan, it's even numerous people, which we'll see in Sefer Yekipa. So we're going to get to Pesach Pesuach. There are other heterim. So we're going to get to it. But right now, that's why I mentioned, there are four categories of heter. We're going one at a time. One man and two women, we're afraid he'll be mizana with both. So there's no busha. If they're both doing the Avera, wapushim is there.
Right. So.
What?
If it's only the shomer and you have another woman there, then two men and a woman, is that
also? No, there's a heter of two men and a woman. Men and two women is also. Yeah, by day, it's true. There's a heter of two men and one woman in certain most circumstances. But nachinam. But the point is, the shmira of the opposite gender is a good shomer. I just want to mention, I marked down last week, we talked about somebody who's, let's say, Loyalenu in a coma. If there's a heter, if there's no issa yichud, where there's no chashash nus, So when the woman is in a coma, it doesn't help, because unfortunately we've heard of stories. But when the man is not well, the man is already past the age where he could do bia, or he's the person that's ill in a coma. So I did find in Digris Maisha, the Chelek Zayin of Digris Maisha. See, he says, it's a perfect example of how halacha works. He says, in Svara, it's not Shayach Bia. What's the problem? So he says, for Dairai, he says, you have to be Machmer. Tairos Gaiz is Eichud. It's Aser. By Drabanan, he could be Mekel. Whereas the Shava Drabanan, he says, let's say a Gaisha nurse with a man who's not well. So he says, there, you could be Mekel. That's a Drabanan. By Drabanan, it's Aschash Bia. And that's his Achra to be Mekel. Okay, we come to here in Sif Gibel to one new topic, which is really a Kholiistic topic, except that the Mefarshim talk about it on Sif Gibel. General question. When Chazal asked Yichud, they asked Yichud because of a chashash, a man will be ma'anis the woman, will force the woman, or because of a chashash of pitoy. Because of a shash that he's going to become friendly with her and they'll come to Znus. This is a basic issue in understanding what the Issa Yichud is. The Akama Nafkaminis, as we're going to see, what the Chashash Yichud is. It's out a Yichud, Margali de Erva, like the Lashon Sif Aleph. And is that, again, Yichud is the Issa Be'et Ba'atzmai, but it's Issa Ba'atzmai. A yichud that brings lidei pitoy, or a yichud that brings lidei lidei.
So the
Geraya that it's pitoy, Rashi actually says this, is the language of the Gemara in Kedushin on Dafpei, which is the sugya of this sugya. The Mishnah says that. The lashon of the Mishnah is Rashi's lashon there. The Gemara says that on the Issa's notes, have to remember the case that Rashi's going on. Rashi says Shema Tispatet. That's Rashi's lashon in Kedushin. I didn't jot down exactly on what the Rashi's going. But Lamaisa, Rashi's lashon is Shema Tispatet. Maybe it's still what you're saying. And that's Mashrit in Issa Pitu. You know, we don't paskin directly from a Rashi. So here, Pischei Tshuva Gimel discusses this. Now, before I learn Pischei Tshuva Gimel, I want you to realize there's a big nafkamina. Ramesha writes it's in a tshuva. How much time is the Issa Yichud? What's the amount of time? Let's say you go into an elevator. Most elevators, there's no time. It could stop at any floor. Let's say you're in one of these express elevators. You know it's going to take 30 seconds to go up to the 15th floor. Why? How do you measure the amount of time for Issa Yichud? So if it's just a Maises Nus by itself, very hard to measure what it means, a time for a Maises Nus, but in the Dvar Halach, he says a Maises Nus certainly less than 60 seconds. He takes, based on the Gemara, he goes on the Gemara in Saita, which is a difficult Gemara, but he says maybe 35, 40 seconds, that's a Issa Yichud. However, Ramesha writes, that's a Zman to be Mizana. Lamaisa, if you get into an elevator with someone you don't know, if it's Aschash Pitui, you know, nobody's that fierce. You know, if you're fat, you have to be friendly with the person. You got to talk to the person. So Ramesha says, regarding the elevator, he says, again, with someone you don't know, Aschash Pitui, it takes a number of minutes. It can't be, it's also less than a minute. So Ramesha writes that, since he Nemzah, now we're going to see in a minute, Allah, this is also a Pitui. So Mamela, it's more of the amount of time is a greater amount of time. That's the halacha. What? So he's talking. We don't know. We're intimate with the person. Yeah. If it's a chasen kala, then this would be a shorter amount of time. So Let's learn Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, which is the Maramakim. I have no other Maramakim in Simchat Beis except Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, where this issue is discussed. Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. Avoloi Tisiachid. What's that going on? It's going on. See, it's a printing mistake in our Shulchan Aruch. It says, before Aval, we have Gimel with a parenthesis. That's a printing mistake. It should be a double parenthesis, because it's referring to the Pisrei Tshuva, which is a double parenthesis. So I'm sure the new Shulchan Aruch is a little more confusing than this, because they have many more different types of signs in them. But anyway, Pisrei Tshuva Gimel is going in the words, like Tisiachi, Disraelis, and Makuti. I'm Shuvas Chavis Yoyer. If you're allowed to be miyachid, he's with a guy. He was in an Arab country. So whether you're allowed to be miyachid, shoinshim im oitzim isha. Because nowadays, it's in America too, if someone rapes a woman, then he goes to jail. A simon zayis of cotton mem is a mistake. Do you guys have a new... what? Simon zayis of cotton mem, so I don't know. So if you look at the Chavis Yoyer, he has a tshuva to a Rebbe Yishteren, who came from Passaic, probably. And he said, I mean, not the one from Passaic, but the one that the Chavis Yoyer quotes, he said that in a place where the government punishes for Anusa, that it's a heter, because when that Chayshish Amin will be minus a woman. And not only that, he says a raya, because the Gemara says you're not allowed to give your behema to a shomer, to a shepherd that's a guy, because in a chash he'll be merabeah the animal, and the other place can say in a medina where they punish for it that it's muta. So he says the same thing here. This Rabbi Yishtar said the same thing here. It should be muta. The Chavis Yoyer disagrees. The Chavis Yoyer says there's no heter. The fact that government punishes is not a heter. And we're seen to be Nasadam because on Pitoy they don't punish. They punish on Oynis, not on Pitoy, which we're going to see now, B'shem to be Nasadam. What? That's what it says. Read the words inside. B'zman hazeh sha'ein shim im oin semisha, because they punish if you're honest a woman. So that's what this Ramey Ishtaren, the Shayel, held. Let me finish. I understand. V'ayim b'sefer b'inas adam, shar b'es hanoshim sinin chavav, shekaz of gamkei, de'eit shum heter b'zeaf b'zman hazeh. T'mavad ma shehisik chavis yor al-goy marim shteren. Sham, b'lavachi, lesel edvarav. Da'af sheyedua, dim ya'ansu isha makin v'ayin shim. But even though it's known that if you're man is a woman, you get a punishment. Aval imhi tibo eloi baratzin akshav bizman hazeh heter gomor. Heter meaning it's a heter by the government. If it's consensual znus, the government doesn't punish. Vein akshav lehem levuz klal, and the government doesn't do anything. Ubizman maram shteren bemis kein hoyedineim listroif haboy yehudis bein boydis bein baratzin. In his country, historically, wherever he was, if somebody was mizan even baratza with the Yehudis, he was punished. Avlachi yadanu bebira she'enekach. It's not that way. Vimkein. I can't add to klau. All the paper rustling was for four words. Okay, I can't add to klau. So the Bina Sodom clearly holds that this is not out speaking ma'anis. That the Isser is Alts Ratzin, and Mimela, the Heta falls away. I would add, it's a Shtikl Raya, the language of the Shmuel Ches, Hiloy Sizne, Osashnia, Baisha Gamkein Liznais. It says that once one woman is not Mizana, the second one is embarrassed to be Mizana. It's also Mashma that it's Baratzin. It's not Baidish, the language that she's by Shalizna, so it won't come any days nurse. So it's about this. So therefore, the maskon of the Bina Sadam was a Paisik Achren in these inyanim, is that the chash is out chash pitoy, not chash being ma'anis, which in turn leads to a number of heterim. Now here, I want to just say, but Derek Efsher. That's what I wanted to say. That in America, we are even consensual snus with a minor is punishable. And today, especially with the whole society getting carried away with it, any woman that accuses a man is assumed guilty until proven innocent. That's just the way it is today. So considered innocent until proven guilty. So it's a big problem. It's a very big problem in society, but Elamais, it is that way. So it would seem that there should be a fear of Einish, then that would be a pretty good heter. It would allow all the babysitting shilas, you know, it would allow all the shilas, because you have this heter that if there's a punishment, it seems everyone agrees, if there's a punishment, it's a heter. They're arguing, but it sounds pitoy is no punishment. But pitoy, Chazal say pitoy ketano einisu, so the government now accepts that pitoy ketano einisu. And you can say whatever you want. The Pesach Tshuva says that the government punishes that it's a heter. So, what? You can say whatever you want. The Pesach Tshuva says that if there's a punishment, that it's mutter. Everyone agrees to it. So what's the Pesach Tshuva talking about? No, but he said that in the time of Meish there, and there was the government punished Ratzin, so then he had a het of Ratzin. Bismana said he don't punish Ratzin, so it's different. But he said in the time of Meish there, the government punished Ratzin, so Ratzin was mutter. Yes, nowadays they also punish Ratzin. Well, then also, if no one tells the government they're not going to punish, they don't have spies in the room, we're talking that someone's going to tell. And that's the whole thing. He's afraid someone's going to be Megalim. So, I don't know. It seemed to be a heter. It's not a mitzvah lefarsim, I don't think. But when you need tzerufim, it probably would be a strong tzeruf to, here in America, would be at least in today's environment, it would seem to be a heter. So this is the chiddush of chash pitoy. It seems had a different taina. I don't remember what the taina was. Kavisio did have a different taina. I'm not remembering now what the taina was. I'm sorry. If I would know, it was Siman Zayin Sifkat Mem. I looked Siman Zayin Sifkat Mem. There is no Pesach Tshuva Sifkat Mem in Siman Zayin. So it was hard for me to look it up. I could look up the Chavis Yoyer, but I don't know. At any rate, it only goes till Chav Tes. So, even
1 and 1.
It seems like that's what he's talking about. That's a chiddush. But okay, at any rate, so this is a chiddush. There's another extraordinary nafkamina we're going to have later. It's a very big nafkamina. We're going to have later, much later, the heter of Baila Be'ir. That's the most famous heter. Baila Be'ir is a heter. The question of Baila Be'ir is what happens if the husband doesn't know where she is? If she's home, Baila Be'ir is certainly a heter. What happens if she goes out to a hairstylist, she goes out to some place where the door is locked, and Baila Be'ir, he has no idea where she is. Is there a heter of Baal Be'er? So we're going to have Chalukei Deis on the topic. If that's a heter of Baal Be'er, the Mekilin, which is the Psak of the Chazaynish, the Chidah is actually the originator of this heter, and the Chazaynish, Nemzon, that their Lashon is, the Chazaynish's Lashon, is it's not a fear he'll walk in. He calls it Nervin. Nervin. A lot of women have nerve, right? So Nervin is, if the husband's around, they're not going to be Mizana. It doesn't matter, they won't be Mizana. It's a mental thing. Mental state. The husband's far away, and they're more Chashnus than if the husband's around. That only makes sense if it's a Chash Pitoy. Chash Pitoy, you could say, she's too nervous, she won't be Mizana. If it's Chash Ba'anis, so what does Nervin help? What does it help any of these things? So this Machloikis is probably totally in this. Machloikis, if Baal Be'er works across the board, will likely depend on this Shaila.
Baal Be'er, work in any condition?
No, if the Baal might walk in, so the man won't be Mizani. If the Baal will walk in, what? If the Baal's afraid, he's going to walk in. So, but... they're two separate topics. You're talking about one thing, I'm talking about something.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lamaisa, that's the Nidai, if it's a Chashash Erev Pitoy, a Chashash Oinis. The other heter that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Shaar Tzion, that if the man locks the door in the room he's in, that's a heter. The Mishnah Berurah says in Shaar Tzion, it's Simar Eish Lamites, that if the man locks the door, it's good. So the question is, why is that if he locks the door? He could unlock the door. The answer is, if he unlocks the door, he'll be Eved Aveira. If he locks the door, he's not Eved Aveira. So those are taina, but he could be Ma'anisar. But the shash that oinis, the shash is, they'll shmooze, they'll come lidei pitoy. If there's a lock between them, they won't come lidei pitoy. I mean, it's not. Lock the door. I could lock the door. Sometimes do that. But sometimes you're afraid you may want to step out for something. But you're right. If it's a short period of time,
you lock yourself in.
Yeah, but so many hours, a person may need the bathroom or the refrigerator or the other things we need in the house. But. Well, we put a lock on the door to the basement, which would be good, except I think my grandchildren broke it once. They were locked out of the toys, and they forced it open. But a lock would work. At any rate, this is the site. If the husband, it's fine. If he travels back and forth every day, even if he works in Passaic, technically another city, that's called Baal Be'er. Any place where it's the derech to travel back and forth.
In the days?
What? It takes 30. It's interesting. It takes 35 minutes.
It's
true. Sometimes on the telephone, you can know that he's not.
Call him up on the phone.
It comes to the same. Okay. Even if you're on the phone, and even if you're on Skype, and you know he's there, it's still a heter based on this heter that it's a mental thing. It's not a shasha walking.
You know, the person is.
You need to have a video as the shimer. It may work. It may work. Chav Yisrael. Yeah, they promised it. They never did it. They said they're going to have all the milks and be Chav Yisrael with closed circuit. I don't know what happened. This is just not practical because even if they'll have closed circuit that they milk it and it's Chav Yisrael, but then they need a shmira on the milk that it doesn't get changed afterwards. So. Yes, you have to make some on the can and see in the video that they seal it in the way that they can't unseal it. It's not so.
Okay.
Live cameras. It could be that live cameras are a heter if someone's watching it. The fact is that most cameras, which have 24-hour or 7-day racing cycles, nobody ever looks at it. Now, I came into to Kippah Gudda. So they said one of the things they have for Bishul Akum is they, because the cook goes to Shacharis in the morning. So they have cameras. Say, so isn't there anyone ever look at the cameras? Does anyone look at it? They said, no, but you know, they're afraid. So we grounded and went down to look at it a little bit, and we thought we caught something, but Lamaisa, we didn't. There was, it wasn't. But how are you going to find out? The guy's not telling you. Who's going to think the guy, the Hoch Shash is, he goes to Shacharis, and the guy I'm left here alone. That's all for Shash. So. If it's a live, there's a mirtis if there's a fear someone's going to look at it. You have to realize that if they're consenting to do znus, they don't tell anybody, no one's going to look at it. So if you notice it's a yichud, and you make up, you're going to look at it, it's no different than the yetzer benichness. If it's live, then it's no different than the yetzer benichness. If there's a mirtis, I mean, lemais, I don't know if there's a mirtis. I don't think so. I don't think there's a mirtis. You're afraid, you do things in shul, you're afraid someone will see it. Right. Well, we have a camera, nobody ever looks at it unless something gets stolen, so you go look at it. But stamazai, if no one tells anybody. No, in a public road, there's no issue, only in a secluded road. A secluded road, there's a problem. Okay, so that's Siv Gimel, and an important Marabakim is this Pesrei Tshuva. Let's see, I marked down the Ezer Mekaydish. Some of your photos that don't have it on the bottom. He has 9 lines from the bottom. I finished with Tshuva Gimel. Ezer Mekaydish on the bottom of the page. No, not Pesrei Tshuva. Ezer Mekaydish. Yeah. So in my print, it's 9 lines on the bottom. He writes also about the previous Pesrei Tshuva. He says, "Gamani mesupik im kshiimai v'beis imai ibitai nezel shachit v'bay shul bishacheres." On the previous thing, all right, whatever. He lemaisen days of mekaydesh. He's mesupik. It's at the end of Siv Beis, but it's very hard. It's a long piece. It's very hard to pinpoint it. If you have a different print, if you have my print, the old fashioned print, then it's 9 lines on the bottom. He's also specific about whether a mother is a shomer. So the question is, when it says ishtayimai, it's who I did somebody else. Okay. Lemaisa, he has the same suffix. Okay. Let's go on to Sif Dalet. Eimai Sutirik Yisrael Lakuti Lam Deisef Lam Deyumnis. You don't send the child to a Kuti, Sifkat Zayin in the Beis Shmuel. Hainu Afil Ha'echad Alek Chashash Mishum Shvichas Damin. We said in general that a man shouldn't be miyachah with a guy who's chashah to kill him. But even in a Medina, Zion, even in a Medina where there's no chashah shivchas damim, as gadol mutter, b'kabak, and kod nasik, yisham yimshach achar minus, because he might be maishach him after apikursus. So this is, the way it's brought in the Beis Shmuel, it's a good question. The way it's brought in the Chalkas Mechaikik, though, in Sivkat Nevav, he brings another Cheshash, Shmuel Vav, Eibayser Tidik Yisrael, Maramba Berchav Beis, Melchisuri Biyadinei, Nosan Tam, Neshekulad Chashudin, Klevisha Chashudim Al Mishkav Zachar, Kutim Azharim Al Azachar, Ksivadavad Biyashtoy Veloy Bezachar. I don't know why you have to say it's the Kutim Al Musharim, but Lamaisi says that. Then he brings the second reason. Yerdekum the Gimel, Kasaram Harav, May Haramah Hatam the Mashchi Lay Laminos who Gam Kain Losh and Rashi Perakam the Bay Nazara. I forgot the Phil Godos Yachid of Kudim Shvichas Damim Tzorchleim I Phil Bakim Delek Chashat Shvichas Damim Kobakim Tidikasim Ibnei Hani Tami Minos of Mishkav Zachar. All right, 20 years ago we would say what the Goyim are Chashudim on these things, but today we know that the Goyim are Chashudim on these things. So I can't wait. Hollywood with all the scandals is going to come out with guidelines. With Yisur HaYichud. And I have a guideline that a man's not allowed to interview a woman unless the door is open. It has to be at least to 3 people or more. And, you know, they're going to come out with the rules of Yichud.
They came out against the vice president because they didn't want to have dinner with a woman privately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, so anyway, when Chazal talk about the Chashadis of of Znus, it seems that they're doing it. Sif Hei is the Isser of one with many. So let me just mention at least the beginning of it now, so that next week it'll be a Shtukla of a Chazara. the halach of one in one is the issi yichud d'oraisa, not one in many. That was pischei tshuva aleph. The din of one with many is a mishnah in kedushin. Misyachedes isha im kama anoshin. You should know there is a machlokes, the mechaber and the Rama. We are used to the shitas harama. However, it's a machlokes mechaber Rama, the Rambam and the other rishonim. What the heter is, and that's based on the following Gemara. The Mishnah says a woman's allowed to be miyachid with many men. In the Gemara, it says, I think Amar Rav. The first the Gemara says only ksherim. It's only a heter, a woman with many men, if they're ksherim. So Rav says, like ksherim kagayin anoa, I don't count as a kosher. Ella kir, I don't know, Pichas Vayar, whoever he says over there, the Chaveirav. But Rav says about himself, I'm not kosher enough for the heter of a woman with many men. So if Rav says he's not kosher enough, so the Rambam says, there's no heter of one woman with a number of men, because we're not ksherim bizman hazeh. So that's the Shitas HaRambam, the Shitas HaMechaber. And if you look quickly at the Mechaber, like the Siachin Isha Achas, a filu of Anoshim Harbe, as the Tia Ishtai Shalacha Mehem Shom. Bechei, like the Siachin Isha Achar, a filu of Anoshim Harbe. So the Mechaber sheet is a very strict sheet on this topic. I don't know if the meaning of the Svaradim is to follow this Mechaber. Usually they do. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh and most Rishayim are Soysim like the Mishnah, which will be the Ramah. What's with Rav's Nemra? So there are two approaches. Either that we don't paskal like Rav, because the Gemara elsewhere brings this heter stava, and I think in Avodah Zarah Chafei, or the Ramban says that Rav, ne'am vasanusai, he was noig amidas chasidus. He said, I would trust myself. But the halacha, it's not a din, it's amidas chasidus. The problem is, if you say that Rav's amidas chasidus, it should be that way la halacha. That it should be amidas chasidus was man, also not to use the heter. And Lamaisa, the Paiskim, don't bring it, those who go into Ramah, don't bring it as a Midas Chasidus to be Machmir. So it seems to be them on that we don't Paschal like Rav. So Yabachaikis Bechaber Ramah, there's a heter of Rabim. And we'll come back to this heter of Yisrael.